Right, excellent. Oh, got lots of people up the front. That's good. I'm going to need your help with some question and answers because it is summertime.
Okay.
We've had probably the hottest 2 weeks we're going to have of the year or so. And it's almost the holidays. And I imagine lots of us will be going out places. Maybe you're going away on holiday somewhere, or maybe you're just going for a day out. And I wonder what kind of things do we need to take with us when we're going out somewhere for a day? I've got a lovely big bag here, which is a little bit bigger than Mandy's one. So, can any of you children, first of all, think of anything we might have to take with us? Veronica? Clothes. Yes, if we're going on holiday for a long time, we might take some clothes, pack clothes with us. If we're just going for a day out, especially if you've got young children, you might take a change of clothes. So here is my change of clothes. There you go. Anything else that we need? Food, yes. I've got some yummy biscuits. Keep us going. Anything else? Oriana. A water bottle. We need a good drink. Here we go. So we've got food, water, and some clothes. Have we got anything else? Oh, I just realised I'm on the screen.
There we go.
Anything else? Yes. A phone. Here we go. Have I got my phone with me? It's in here somewhere. Got a phone. Anything else? Savannah?
Keys.
Keys. Did you hear the jingle? Lots of keys. Jacob? A purse, yes, with lots of money and cards and everything in. Ava? Can you think of anything else we might take?
No.
It's very hot. What do you need to have when it's very hot? Sun cream. I have got my sun cream. Sun cream there. Where am I going there? I don't have a sun hat, but Holly's got a lovely sun hat. What else? I still got some other things in my bag. Lawrence, a passport. Yes, ooh. If you're going to another country, you need to take a passport with you. I am not going to another country, so I don't need a passport. I've got some other things in here. Shall I tell you what else I've got in here? Depending where you're going, you might have an Oyster card or something to go on the bus or the train. I've got some toys. Grown-ups, I'm sure you all pack toys with you whenever you go anywhere. I have got a spare carrier bag, I have got tissues, I have got a pen.
It's like Mandy's handbag.
It is, I've got more, I've got wet wipes. There you go. If you've got babies or young children, you probably have a whole pack of nappies and everything like that as well.
Wet wipes are good for husbands as well.
There you go, wet wipes are good for husbands, Mark said. Got picnic blankets, got a jumper. And in case the weather suddenly changes, we've not had any rain for a long time, but I have a raincoat and umbrella. So these are just so, oh, hiding at the bottom, a first aid kit. There we go, for plasters. So these might just be some of the things that we might take if going out for a day. Especially if any of you are going anywhere with children, I imagine you would have even more things than this to keep your children happy and occupied. Oh, my mic's falling over. Because we like to be prepared, don't we? And at the very least, even if we're not taking all of this with us, I'm sure most of us adults probably won't leave the house without phone, keys and money. So either purse, cash or bank cards. Because we like to be prepared. But what did Jesus tell the disciples on his trip? They were getting ready to go out to visiting all these neighbouring villages to tell people about God. And what did Jesus tell them to take?
Can you remember?
Was it go and get your suitcase packed with absolutely everything that you might possibly need? Harry, what did he say?
No food. No
food.
No food. Take nothing. Not anything. So you can take what you're wearing, you can take a walking stick, and you can take your sandals. That's all. You have nothing else. And the walking stick suggests that they were going to be going for a little while. This wasn't just a little afternoon trip somewhere. They were going for a long time. Yet they took nothing. So they had to fully rely on God. They couldn't lean back and rely on their own resources and the things. They had to just rely on God, and God provided for them. And I think sometimes for us, this can be... Oh, I suddenly went off. I'm back on. Is that okay? Yep. I think sometimes this can be hard for us. When we're faced with a task... Sorry, it keeps slipping off my ear. When we're faced with a task... Maybe something that we've done lots of times before. It could be something that we do at church, organising or in ministry. It could be issues at work, things we're doing at school, with our families and friends. We may be like, you know, it's okay, God. I'm not going to bother you with this. Right, am I okay? I'm going to stick this. It's no for way. Mandy's handbag, so thank you very much, Mandy. Although it's not sticking. Because I'm just going to hold it like this.
Yeah,
that's fine, isn't it? Sorry. Sometimes we think, we're not going to bother God with it. It's okay, it's just something little. I've done it loads of times, I know what I'm doing. Or we think we can have it all worked out on a 5-year plan. Or we can rely on our own resources and experience. And actually, we're not meant to do it by ourselves. God wants us to rely on him. He wants us to partner with him and join with him for everything in our lives. Because also, when we try to do things all by ourselves, we can get worn out. We can get exhausted. And things can be really tough. But likewise, we're not meant to do it by ourselves. We're meant to do it with God. And that is especially hard and tough when we're going through hard times, when we're going through struggles, and we don't know really what to do. And we know that life isn't always easy. In fact, the disciples get warned in the reading that actually, sometimes people won't like you. And they won't like the things that you say about God. And what did you have to do then? Can you remember? What did Mandy have to do? Harry? Yeah, you just have to shake the dust off and go on and rely on God. And Jesus himself, in the earlier part of the gospel that we didn't read this morning, he was rejected at Nazareth. This is his hometown. This is where he grew up. This is people who'd known him since he was born as a baby. And actually, they were asking questions. They're going, who is this person? Who does he think he is coming in here? Da, da, da. And Jesus got rejected. And we're told that actually, we will go through hard times. But we just need to rely on God. The disciples went just as they were. They didn't take anything else. I don't think when Jesus told them about this mission that they rushed off to put on their best clothes and make sure their hair was just right, looking in the mirror. They didn't decide to wait until they knew all of the Hebrew scriptures, which is all of the Bible, not including the New Testament. They didn't wait until they knew all about that and they go, right, I know enough now, I can go. They just went as they did. And that is what God is saying for us to do as well. To go and tell God to people around us, to show God to people around us. And we go as we are. We don't have to try to be like somebody else. We go as Helen or Mark or Mandy or as Faye and Rachel. We don't have to be somebody else. We go just as we are. And we don't do it by ourselves either. The disciples, when they were sent out, they went out together in pairs. And that's partly what we do when we come here to church. We worship God, we learn about him, but we join together with each other. We can encourage each other and help each other. We bring our own gifts and interests and knowledge together, and it comes together and we can do amazing things. But that's only some of it, because when we join with God, we see even more things. This morning is our youth and children's team Thanksgiving service. And we saw the pictures earlier, didn't we, of just some of the things we have done, from our smallest babies to our oldest teenagers. And Mark, Mandy and myself wouldn't be able to do this. We have a whole team of people involved. And we want to thank you again for all that you do. Because without you, we wouldn't be able to do this. But even together, if we are just doing it in our own strength, this in our own human strength, even if we had all the people in church doing it, it would still fall short of what happens when we partner with God. So this is where I'm going to move over here, and I would like your the camera to come down on the table. So children, you might want to shift round so you can see this. Can you see? Right. Oh, it smells a bit. I want you to imagine that this is us. This is all the things that we're good at. This is all our interests and our likes and our strengths and our weaknesses, all our struggles. This is what we've got, and this is what we bring to God. And say, God, I'm going to rely on you. So this is what we do by ourselves. And then this is what happens when a little bit of God, well, when God gets involved in a little way, we can see, are you ready? We can see big things happen. If you are really close, you can hear it fizzing away and just exploding. Could you see that on the screen, okay? So that's what happens. When we bring things to God, and when we say, God, I want your help in this, I want to rely on you, we just see it just explode more than we could possibly imagine. Just like the disciples, they went as they were with nothing, and they went round and they were talking to people, telling people about God. They were seeing demons being cast out, they're seeing people healed, and it's not just some, it says many. They saw so many amazing things when they went with God. And that's the same for us. When we go with God and when we ask God to be involved in every aspect of our lives, we see amazing things. And that's what we've been seeing in our youth and children's work this last year and over the many years before. So rely on God and we can see amazing things. Amen.
Amen.